When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Mary, we're starting with you first today. What's your story?
Oh, my. Not prepared. I never get to go first.
Oh, I don't know if that's entirely true.
I know. Well, I like these stories that make you think a little bit, and this one did. It kind of reminded me of Mad Men, actually. So it was like six jobs from the 50s that are absolutely obsolete today. Now, I know you guys, we don't have a lot of time to sit here
gas
and think
station
about
attendant,
it.
Right? Telephone operator.
Oh, that's two. You guys are doing good already. Yeah, think of technology, daily life that has now changed. Milkman.
Oh,
the
wow.
Milkman, yeah. So, you know, 50% of milk came straight to the house back in the 50s. So, anyway, yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
Our milk jug or can used to be buried in the stones right at our front door, right next to the hose.
Why did it get buried?
Because it would keep it colder.
So the cat couldn't get it.
I don't even think Oberweis does that anymore, do they?
I think they might still come to your house.
I don't know.
Yeah, another one is typist.
Oh,
of none
gosh.
Of the elevator operator.
Okay.
And motion picture projectionist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everything now done digitally.
Isn't somebody up there still?
I don't know.
I turn around and look. I never see anybody.
I take comfort in thinking someone's up there, Kevin.
Me too, Steve.
But anyway, I thought that story was kind of fun because, you know, I thought of Mad Men and all the jobs and that show that are now obsolete.
I think of One Ringy Dingy.
Oh, Ernestine.
When Sharon
That's
moved
your wife.
Into her apartment in the 80s in Lincoln Park, they still had a phone operator that would plug in the lines.
In the 80s?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they always have weird names like Velma or, you know. Ernestine.
Well, because they make them up, just like people in salons these days. Anywhere you go, that's not really their name. They just don't want the general public to know their name.
Directory assistance.
Calling information for weather forecasts. 411, remember?
Yeah.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, you know, you ever wake up in the morning and you're like, did I do that last night? And I don't mean like, you know, drinking and stuff, just sometimes it's like, things feel better when you're doing them. This has nothing to do with the story.
But yes, I have woke up like
okay.
that.
Okay. So this guy in Texas wakes up. He sees a package at his door. He goes to his to the door, picks it up. It's from his ex-girlfriend. It's got a bunch of stuff in it, including their marriage certificate.
Oh. He didn't know? He didn't know he was married?
He didn't know he was married. He had no idea. Kristen Marie Spearman was arrested and booked in a jail in Texas. Of course, it happened in Texas. The victim, the guy, told police he had been dating this woman and they had gotten a marriage license in early June with the idea of getting married. But then they'd broken up before the wedding took place. And the bride took the certificate or the license to a pastor, convinced the pastor to sign it. The pastor signed it. She brought it to the county to get the marriage certified.
Holy smokes, and then she has access to whatever he owns, right?
Yeah, I guess so. So it turns out they were married, and he woke up and had no idea.
Did he have children?
It wasn't that long of a marriage. And here's the thing, too. I mean, I get why they wouldn't say it, but the chief said they're not going to tell you who the pastor was.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, because he's liable, too.
You would think so.
You're supposed to bear witness, and if you are not the person witnessing that union, then you had no right to sign that legal document.
How do you suppose that conversation went? You know, David's working really hard, and he asked me to drop by, and I, you know, he gets home, goes right to bed.
I say that guy's liable, too.
And Reverend, well, we want to, you know, do it, but we can't until you sign this.
That is just crazy. That's craziness. What's the matter with people? And she eventually returned everything, so yeah, I don't get it.
She's going to jail.
She's going to jail. Wow, that's serious business. What's your story, Kevin, I took yours?
That's okay. Friday is officially the start of summer, the longest day of the year, and a lot of specials out there. Giveaways. including Kroger, giving away 92,000 free pints of ice cream. Use the digital coupon. You get a pint of any flavor of Kroger brand ice cream. Steve, do you have a favorite Kroger brand ice cream flavor?
You know, I'm not a big ice cream person, Kev.
What about sherbet? It also includes sherbet.
Oh, well, sherbet, I'm strawberry.
But Steve's in now. Yeah. Krispy Kreme has a deal. Baskin Robbins giving away $1.99 scoops. Almost all of these, you got to go through the app.
You ever eat ice milk?
Is that like a melted milkshake?
It's like ice cream, but it's ice milk. It's not
ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Really? You're all on board with ice milk? I don't even know what you're talking
about. Neither do we, Lisa.
Okay. Seem to remember it.
My grandparents used to serve it to me, ice milk.
Okay, what is it just different branding for...
They just put his milk in the freezer and said, here you go, Stevie.
they just diluted the ice cream and it became...
A frosted pint glass or something?
Listen to the words, ice cream... Creamier ice milk was, I think, fewer calories, and it was frozen. It was milk.
Yeah, but it wasn't as good.
No, it wasn't as good.
No, I think my parents did that. It was cheaper.
Yeah, my grandparents would give it to me all
like
the time.
It's like buying the Carnation instant milk stuff. Ugh.
Mm. You can get a free small shake at White Castle as well after 8 o'clock.
Wow. Do you have, see, usually you got to download the app. You got to have a coupon, all that. I would be in
These are pretty much all
Yeah, my ice cream would melt before I did all that.
I didn't know I haven't had White Castle in forever. I didn't know they had shakes.
Neither did I. That's crazy.
Hey, before you go,
yeah,
the National Weather Service wants everyone to know about a strong thunderstorm that's in northwestern McHenry. Now, they haven't put out a warning, but they expect this through the next 35 minutes or so. It's got strong winds, about 50 miles an hour are the gusts. And let's see, some of the locations impacted include Harvard. So if you're out in that area, be aware that there's a storm coming your way.
You want to talk about milk? Harvard. They still have the big cow out there, I think. All right, coming up next, Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.